You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. For survivors of cancer, June 6th is a day to mark on the calendar. It's National Cancer Survivors Day, remembered here in Juneau with a walk from Marine Park to the Whale Statue. Cancer Connection, which provides support to those living with cancer, has organized this event. And joining us now to tell us what this day means to her, a cancer survivor, Julie Hamilton, also a member of Cancer Connection. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Julie, would you like to tell me about how you got involved with Cancer Connection?
Sure, yes. I'd love to share my story. I was diagnosed with cancer right before I turned 50 years old. This was about 4.5 years ago. And I had also been sort of touched by cancer in a very unfortunate way with my mother passing away from breast cancer when she was 55. So it had always been something in the back of my head. I'd always been very careful, had all my screenings done. But then I had still was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2016. So I had surgery, had great support through Swedish. I had an early diagnosis, which was very, very lucky for me. But when I came back, you know, I was still sort of going through the process of recovery and sort of, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends who had gone through this type of thing. So I found Cancer Connection sort of after the fact, whereas now that I'm more involved with Cancer Connection, I see that, you know, we have a lot on the front end too that can help. But I went to one of their support group meetings with another person who I'd met through cancer treatment and just felt like it really has a lot to offer our community. And so through that, through the support group meetings, I then said, well, you know, I could help on the board if you need any help. I'm an accountant by trade. And so if you need a treasurer, that's my specialty. And so that's my story. And I'm about 5 years out from my surgery. And I'm definitely a cancer survivor.
What's important about having a group like Cancer Connection here in Juneau? What are some of the things they provide?
Well, Cancer Connection is a very grassroots, local. When I say local, like a lot of people, you know, it's Southeast really that we try to support. But one of the very great things that we do is we give information to newly diagnosed cancer patients. We can help with. We have a library with a lot of books and magazines. We can help point people in the right direction. Sometimes the doctors are, you know, doctors get really busy and they don't have all the answers for support. We do one thing when you're newly diagnosed that I really like that we can do is something called our Let's Talk program. So they can call, somebody can call us and we can connect you with a survivor of that same cancer that you're diagnosed with, so you can get together. I've done meetings with breast cancer diagnosed individuals in town here where I just meet with them for tea or coffee, and we, you know, I can answer questions because I've been through it. So that's a great program we have. We do some financial support. We can help reimburse people who have to travel for cancer treatment. We have an apartment in Seattle that we rent the apartment, and then we can, so we subsidize it. You know, living in downtown Seattle is not cheap, whether you're in a hotel or an apartment, but the apartment is available to people receiving treatment down in Seattle, and it's right near Swedish and Harborview and Virginia Mason. And it can be short-term rental, long-term rental. It's very, it's a great little apartment right downtown for a decent price. And so we do some other things too. Of course, we do our, this coming up, our National Cancer Survivors Day event. And we do a annual wellness forum that usually is at the Centennial Hall. And it includes a speaker and a lunch. And last year, because of COVID, we had it online. And the speaker was Keegan Randall, who's an Olympic star who has gone through cancer. And her talk from that is still posted on our website for people to watch. It was an amazing talk by Keegan Randall, and at cancerconnectionak.org. That's our website. And our website also has all of our programs listed there. There's a yoga that happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. right now, of course, on Zoom. But we have all kinds of programs to help survivors, newly diagnosed, family members, and, you know, friends too.
What a great resource. So how do you like to celebrate National Cancer Survivors Day?
Well, we've done it in different ways over the years. And last year, we didn't really do anything because of COVID. It's always the first Sunday in June, and it is celebrated worldwide. It's celebrated in different ways. It's really interesting to go to the National Cancer Survivors Day website because they have really interesting ways that people celebrate National Cancer Survivors Day on this first Sunday of June. And people sometimes do parades. They do, I just was reading about one in California, I think San Diego, where a group is going to have painting on the beach. Doesn't that sound nice right now in rainy June?
Watercolors, perhaps?
So here in Juneau, we've done things. We've had evening auction band dinner type of things. We've had walks with lunches. That's what we're doing this year, a walk from Marine Park to the Bill Overstreet Whale Park on Sunday with a box lunch available too. So we've done different things. People do different things. The important thing is really celebrating life, celebrating survivors. I always think when I'm doing Cancer Connection, I always, like to remember my mom, who was a wonderful person, and remember her and, know that she'd be happy. I'm a survivor. So.
Yeah, I did want to ask about that. It's always a celebration when someone overcomes cancer, of course, but what about all the ones we've lost, and how is this a day to both celebrate and remember?
Yes, and we do that. Our annual fund, our biggest fundraiser, it's really our only fundraiser for Cancer Connection, is the Beat the Odds race. And we do that every year. I think this year it's August 21st. And at that event, we do have little stickers and pens for people to do in memorial sort of things to like, I'll wear a heart for my mom when we have that race. But I think that whenever we're talking about National Cancer Survivors Days, we can always think about, the people that we really wish had survived. And, resources are getting better and better all the time. Medicine's getting better and better all the time. So, we're getting more and more survivors. I think in the US alone, there's around 17 million, I think, in the way of survivors in the United States right now.
And what are some of the ways that a walk is a good symbol for celebrating Cancer Survivors Day?
Well, there's a couple of things we want to think about while we're doing this walk. One, we're gathering, we're support for each other, all of our survivors, as well as our friends and family. We want the community to see us. We want them to recognize it is a Survivors Day. If they see us walking, honk, wave, we'll be carrying a sign that it will be a sort of a long stream of people from that end of town to the whale. And it really, we want to be inspiration during this walk for newly diagnosed. We want to support each other. We want the community to see us, and we want to celebrate life. We should be doing that every day, of course, but this is one specifically to celebrate survivors and celebrate life. But it's just of course, we always know that health and fitness is a good way to maintain, to sort of push off cancer, but it doesn't always work. Like you could see in Keegan Randall's speech, she was one of the healthiest, fittest people around and was diagnosed with cancer. But, getting fresh air, getting out, getting a walk is always good no matter what. But we want to be seen, and we want to support each other.
Well, when and where will the walk take place, and how do we sign up and participate?
Okay, well, there's no pre-registration. It's this Sunday, June 6th. And we want people to show up at Marine Park around 11:15 on Sunday morning and sign in. You can sign in there, and part of the sign in is really about COVID mitigation and if anything should happen, right? We want to still be safe in this world of COVID. So we want people to sign in around 11:15. We'll gather and start walking around 11:30 from Marine Park over to the Whale Park. And so we think it's important to stay on that side of the street. There's some construction going on. And so we're going to all stay on one side of the street, end up at the Whale Park, and we can go along that boardwalk at the end there, that really nice new boardwalk on the water side. End up at the Whale Park around noon. We will do a little bit of talk, and we will have some box lunches from these cellar doors. We have only so many box lunches, but we will also have some snacks in case we run out, and we'll have water at the beginning and at the end of the walk too.
Oh, excellent. Sounds like a lot of fun. Anything else coming up for Cancer Connection that you'd like to talk about while you're here, Julie?
No, I mean, the Beat the Odds race, which is always a fun little run, is going to happen this year in person. Last year, because of COVID, it happened, but it was over a course of a week and people did their own little runs. It wasn't a get together type of thing. And it's always fun too, because we'll have speakers and we will have a lot of door prizes, some really, really good door prizes every year. And so that, I believe, is August 21st. And besides that, we have, if anybody's interested in our services, they can go to our website, cancerconnectionak.org, look at all of our programs, just click on the programs link. If you're interested in the yoga really helped me after I had surgery for cancer. It helped me get between physical therapy and yoga, I got my full range of motion back. And so we've got that. If anybody, of course, wants to donate, there's a little donate button on our website. So we're just there for everyone, and feel free to call us. We have a cell phone that is on 24/7. If anybody needs something that's outside of sort of office hours, we have a half-time office administrator. So sometimes that phone doesn't answer. So it'll go to our cell phone, which one of our board members always has and is available for any questions or resource referrals or things like that.
Julie Hamilton of Cancer Connection, it's been lovely to talk with you today. So thank you for sharing all of that great info about the walk and about Cancer Connection. Thank you for wearing your KTOO hoodie and supporting public radio today. Anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
Nope, you guys are awesome. And thanks for having us on here. And I hope it'll be sunny and hot on Sunday when we do our walk.
I hope you have a great walk on Sunday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.